Mais einen Strom, dessen herrliche Flut fließt wunderbar still in das Land. Der Heiligen glänzt er wie feurige Glut. Wem ist dieses Wasser bekannt? Auserlegt bitte die Kamp. Und so diesen herrlichen Strom, sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, ihr fließt für dich. Wohin dieser Strom sich nur immer ergießt, da jubelt und jauchzet das Herz, dass nun mehr den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig nicht. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar. Es schmeckt so lieblich und klein. Es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Ja, macht die Jungreinsten rein. O Seele, bitte dich, komm, und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig dich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Das Wasser, das Leben, das ist diese Flut. Der Jesu ergießet sie sich, sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut. O Sünde, vergaß er für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig nicht. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wenn der Stetter komme und trinke sich satt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut. Nur wer in den Strom gewaschen sie hat, das Angesicht Gottes sein Schaum. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig nicht. O Glaube, es fließt für dich.
The stream. It's the truth that's marching on. It's always been the truth for your day. When people stop moving on, they evolve into a cult. You see a lot of cults out there because they refuse to move on. That Branham movement has evolved into a cult because they refuse to move on to Brother Jackson. The truth is marching on. If you don't get on board, you're going to evolve into a cult. That Hutterite thing is all just a 1,500-year-old cult. It hasn't moved on. And then Satan has engineered something. It almost looks like Christianity, but it locks people up. They just had a whole bunch of people getting baptized. At the end of the baptism, all they become another Hutterite. That's it. That's as far as they can reach. They tell you what to eat, what not to eat, when to eat, and all that stuff is all engineered. But behind it is the spirit of Satan, and they don't even know it, because Satan hides as an angel of light. He comes as a... He's not real. It's all just a mechanism. And when he protests it, he puts you in the outs. And to you and I, everything is so crystal clear. But see, when you're in there, you're being deceived. You're being cooked. You're being like that little... like that frog. You've been slowly cooked and boiled, and before you know it, at the end of the day, all you get is a little piece of ground where they bury you, a pine box, and then off to hell you go. That's all that these cults can produce. It's just that simple. It's hard to fathom that we're living in a land where there's supposed to be freedom, but religions have got you locked up. And we're just trying to set the people free because we've been through their torture chambers. We know what's going on, and we're the two most blessed people in the line of seeing truth. We see it the way it is. We see it the way it needs to be seen, and we see it the way it needs to be said. There's a stream going. It's been going since the dawning of time. All you and I have to do is jump on the wagon, and off we go to glory. It's that simple. There's no... we're not playing the game here. What we're saying and doing is right on by the Spirit of the living God. And shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along, where the water's cool flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all. In the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, the darkest of night, God leads his dear children alone. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all, in the night season and all the little long. Though sorrows befall us and evil oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some true great sorrow, but God gives us all, in the night season and all the day long. Away from the mire, away from the clay, God leads his dear children alone. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children alone. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through the sorrow, but God gives us all, in the night season and all the day long. Time after time I was searching for peace in some void. I was trying to blame all my ills on this world I was in. Surface relationships used me until I was done in. And all while someone was begging to free me from sin. He was there all the time. He was there all the time. Waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time. Never again will I search for a fake rainbow's end. Now that I have the answer, my life is just starting to rhyme. Sharing each new day with him is
the cup of fresh life. Oh, amen. He was there all the time. He was there all the time. He was there all the time. Waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time. Never again will I search for a fake rainbow's end. Now that I have the answer, my life is just starting to rhyme. Share each new day with him as a cup of fresh life. Oh, what I miss, he was there all the time. He was there all the time. He was there all the time. Waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time.
Yeah, I was spending a lot of time searching for fake rainbows in when I was in that Taroi cult and all these religions out there. And then when I found it, I found the answer. I found the message of Brother Branham. The rest are all fake. Rainbow ends. You don't deliver. There's nothing there. It's just fake. It's a fake religion. It's all cult. It says here, now that I have the answer, my life is starting to rhyme. That's when I found the answer, when I come to the ministry of Brother Branham, and then the Lord moved me on. The truth is marching on. If I would have stayed there, I would have just become like they all do. They evolve into a cult. You got to move on. The truth is marching on. So you and I found it, and we got nothing to go back to because there's all that's back there is a fake rainbow in. See, these songs to us, they're life, they're spirit and they're life because we found that answer, we found that thing that satisfies your soul, and you won't find it in religion. You might as well just quit searching right now. You only find it. Ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and then here we're closing out each. This is the end. This is the last chapter of the crazy each is here. What you're telling people here. We're just holding on to the things that have been firmly established throughout the crazy each for the last hundreds of years. Ever since Brother Branham came on the scene, and that angel of the church here, the lady, began to speak to these of the voice of the seventh angel. He was just a voice. We're not worshiping the man. We're just saying it the way it is. And there's a gold mine. And we found that gold mine. So we got not to go back to. The rest is all fake rainbows. What's a rainbow? You ever try tracing a rainbow? They say there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But when you go there, get there, that rainbow isn't there anymore. It just keeps moving away. You never find that pot of gold. Well, we found it. It's in the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Like I say, the truth is marching on, and here we're the last leg of the journey. You want to come on board? Fine. If not, you're going to have to suffer the consequences, just like it does throughout history. We go back in history. We see everything that's been going on throughout time. And we're just putting it out there today, you know, for people to see so they don't get deceived. It's a horrible thing to be deceived. At the end of a journey, all you've been done, you're living in a cult and a community, thinking you're going to heaven, when at the end of a day, all you're after hell and that. That's just that simple. And he just happened to tap into it. Here it is closing day of time, and we're doing, the Lord gave us a job to do. We're putting it out there every day for whosoever will. Don't cost you nothing, it's free. Come and drink out of the water of life freely. It's free. You don't have to pay for it. That stuff out there, they want you 10%, or they want you to, like these Hutterites, you have to live in that commune all your life, and they tell you what to think, what to eat, what not to eat, when to eat, and it's all control, and the Satan is the head at it, behind it's the spirit of Satan. And they don't even know it, they need to be delivered themselves. And that's what we're trying to do. We don't hate those people. We're just telling them the truth. And when you tell people the truth, they put you in the outs, you know. They put us in the outs because we're saying the truth. It doesn't bother us, none. If you want to kick us out, that's all right. We'll just go on to the next town. and then the next, and then the next, and then they kick us out, and they, because they can't handle truth. Organized religion and these cults, they cannot handle the truth. The devil can't handle truth, because he knows when we tell people the truth, he's being exposed. Just that simple. I will meet you, I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. I will meet you in the morning, just inside Eastern Gate. So be ready, faithful pilgrim, lest with you it be too late. I will meet you, I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. If you hasten off to glory, linger near Eastern Gate, for I'm coming in the morning, so you'll not have long to wait. I will meet you, I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. Keep your limbs all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom watching to wait. He'll be with us in the morning, just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you, I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. Oh, the joy of that glad meeting, wait the saints before us wait. He'll be with us at the meeting, just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you, I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. Keep your limbs all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom watch and wait. He'll be with us in the morning, just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you, I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. Keep your limbs all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom watching wait. We're living, and that's the next thing on God's agenda. Behold, the bridegroom coming. And I'm grateful to the Lord that he moved on us. He didn't tell us, he just nudged us. It would be a good idea to get up in the morning, around 5 o'clock, sing some songs, pray in the day. And now, you look back down, man, living. Look at all the time we'd be wasting, sleeping in, you know. Mm-hmm. That was hard at first, you had to train yourself, but now, man, when I look back and I see what the benefits are, keep your limbs from trimmed and burning. You can't keep your limbs from trim and burning when you're sleeping in every morning. And that's why we get up. That's just the grace of God that He moved on us to wake us up and to start the day, you know, properly, you know, get in touch with the Lord. And because at the end of the day, it'll pay off, because we wouldn't be slumbering and sleeping. Like the Bible warns us about falling asleep, and it tells us about keep your nipples trimmed and burning for the bridegroom watch and wait. You can't watch and wait if you're sleeping. And that's what happened throughout the dark. The Christians, the so-called Christians, they fell asleep. Ever since the early church went off the scene, the people fell asleep, and they just took it for granted. And then to this day, the church roll out there is asleep. The devil comes in and he just takes over. They don't even know they'd be took, you know, they'd be deceived. And we're just trying to hold the line on the truth. And it's just natural procedure. We don't have a problem. People have a problem with us, but we don't have a problem with doing what we're doing, because it's standard procedure. It's something I'm grateful that the Lord would take time out to kind of nudge us in the right direction. That's basically all we're doing. We're just holding on to the fort. We're just holding on to the things that have been firmly established. We're just moving on with the truth. Because the truth is always moving on. Otherwise, it's like a stream. If that stream quits running, guess what happens? The water gets stale and stagnant. And but see, with us, with you and I, it's always been fresh. When we heard about Brother Branham, we got on board, and then the time was to move on to Brother Jackson. We got on board with that stream, and then he told us to start up this website. We went on with that stream. We're always moving ahead, you know. The truth is marching on. For you and I, it's standard procedure. It's just normal to do what we're doing. But the devil don't like us because we're upsetting his apple cart. We're exposing him. These cults out there. It's all religious cults. But we got nothing against the people. They're just caught up in Satan's clutches. They need to be free, just like you and I are free. But just the nature of the beast. It's just what time will bring with it. If you're not alert, if you're not on top of things, if you don't keep your limbs trimmed and burning, and if you're not walking on the truth, because the truth is always marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Continue with that message about deception. And that, what's that word?
Apostasy.
Apostasy is it's really not that hard to figure out. If you're not walking on it, the truth, you slip back into apostasy. You come into tradition. Anyway, talking about the end time here. And as he sat, that's Matthew 24, verse 3. And as he sat upon the mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us when these things shall be, what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the earth. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nation shall rise against nation, and all this we're living in the time frame of this mass of mega deception. Mm-hmm. And when we keep saying, that's all we've been telling people about deception. We're encased in a an environment of pure deception. And I didn't know that it's so serious when we tell people that these people in the pulpit, they're first-class deceivers. And I didn't know that until this weekend, because I thought, I'm really maybe saying a bit too much, that these holy people, they're out there preaching the truth, and how can you say they're deceivers? Well, it's what they're not telling the people. See, they leave out the main ingredient. That's why they're deceivers. Even were back in Jesus' day, he told Matthew 23, he told the scribes and his Pharisees, you're leaving out the main ingredient. And it's the same thing today. Satan, oh, he loves to preach, and he anoints these preachers in the pulpit. And then I come along, and then you and I come along, and we tell them that's nothing but worshiping Satan. Because the reason being, like I say, I didn't see that until this weekend when the Lord took me back, Sam. He said, it's not what they're saying that's so deadly. It's what they're not saying that's so deadly. Because they tell you the truth. I listen to some of these Hutterite preachers sometimes, and they're anointed. But they're anointed of God. They're false anointed ones at the end time. False Christ. What is Christ? Christ means the anointed one. They're falsely anointed by Satan. Oh, they can preach up a storm. And I know, man, they will bring tears to your eyes. And you'll go away from that. Oh, man, that was quite a sermon. But see, it's what they don't tell you. Mm-hmm. That's where the deception lies. Not one of them will tell you that God sent the prophet. That's the main ingredient for the church of Laodicea. And it has been the main ingredient throughout the grace age. They've been deceived throughout 2,000 years of grace, because not too many people will tell you about these church age messengers, about these seven angels that Jesus held in his right hand, the right hand of authority. He set the law down on these seven angels, the 97 stars that I'm holding in my hand here. And then he goes on to explain what these seven stars, they're the seven angels to the seven church ages of the grace age, the church age throughout the grace age. Each one of these grace ages had an angelic messenger, and he got the vocal cords of the Apostle Paul in the first age. We see it over and over again. That's why I really got an eye over here in the weekend when the Lord yanked me back into reality. Man, it's not what they say. It's what they don't say. That's where the deception lies. And I tell you, I see things now to a different light, because that's exactly what they say. It's what they don't say. Not one of them will tell you about God sending a prophet. You and I are really the only two people on planet Earth that takes time out, because God gave us this job description to hold on to the truth. He spoke right into your spirit. Remember the things you've been taught. Hold on to the things you've been taught. And anybody else teaches anything different, just separate yourself from it. That's what we did. We completely separated ourselves from these cultists. Like I say, if you're not moving ahead, you'll evolve into being a cult. I remember that preacher Dave. That Dave, well, he died here a few years ago. But I used to think, kind of spiritually speaking, I more or less grew up with him spiritually. I didn't live at the same place where he was, but I spent a lot of time with him. And he one day came on and said he wants to start up a radio ministry, and then he wants to do a TV ministry. And in the meantime, I'm out here, and I tried to introduce him to the mentor, Brother Branham, and he just could not grasp anything about Brother Branham, anything about the prophet. He fought it vehemently, and he told me, Sam, when you come around Steinbach area, make sure you stay away 10 miles from my property. I don't want you around if you build that garden. See, and he opened up his sermon, I think every Sunday when he was preaching, he sang that song, "The Truth is Marching On." And here the truth is presented to him, and he just opposed it vehemently. See, we're telling people the truth because the truth is marching on. Here I'm trying to introduce him to the truth for the day and the hour, and he opposed it right to the very end. He fought me tooth and nail, because he thought it was a cult. No, yeah, they've evolved into a cult, but it was the truth for your day. And I just I could not for the life of me introduce it to it. In fact, he put me in the house, just like the hunter writes when he tells the truth, they put you in the house. And that's the same thing he did. He told me not to come near his property. Put me in the house simply because I was telling him the truth. And he's out there preaching every Sunday. Got a whole bunch of followers, all of a bunch of ex-hunterites and his movement. But it's nothing. It's just garbage. It's a waste of time. He left out the main ingredient. Oh, yeah, he was. A lot of people on the radio list of all over Alberta, Saskatchewan, and it, like I say, it's what he didn't tell him. He didn't tell him that God sent the prophet. Had he told him that, then God would have moved him on into deeper water and to higher heights, and he'd done with them exactly what he'd done with us. We're just telling people the truth, and we're having a great old time. He wakes us up in the morning and gives us something to do just to keep our limbs all trimmed and burning. Just to have something to do that when that time does come, we wouldn't have to train ourselves to be ready, because we're ready on a daily basis. That's why we do what we're doing. Some of the people don't understand it, but that's just our job. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. And most of all, Lord, we keep repeating it, that you've given us a message for today, and you've allowed us to see the most important thing, ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Here the truth is moving on, Lord. You've allowed us by your grace and mercy to use us for your honor and for your glory, because that's all, Lord, that we ever prayed, and that's the only thing we ever asked from you, that you will use us for your glory, that will lead and guide us by your Spirit, and that you will allow us to be faithful with the things you've called us to do, Lord. And we don't have nothing more in this world. We just pray you'll just continue to do it as you see fit. But most of all, Lord, I just pray you'll open the hearts of the people, because they're blind as a bat, they're ignorant as a duck, because they've been brainwashed for 2,000 years of church history. And they don't know they're locked up in a religious prison, Lord. We just pray you'll open up their hearts, open up their understanding, that they're going to see the things that we're saying here are absolutely 100% by the scriptures, Lord. We pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it was a real eye-opener for me this weekend when I even thought I might have to go back and apologize for being so verbal for telling people around the world that these holy people in this pulpit are nothing but a bunch of deceivers, like the John Hagee of this world and Jimmy Swaggers of this world. If I'd go into that Jimmy Swagger camp and told them that they're not but deceivers, they'd run me out of town in a heartbeat. But see, it's what they don't say, like I keep saying over and over, it's what they don't say that's so deceptive, and that's what the devil has done all his life. Sure, he'll come on with truth. Sure, these people that tell you the truth, in fact, they're even anointed the way they preach, that the devil doesn't mind that. As long as you can keep the main ingredient away from the people, like he had done throughout the church world, throughout history, for the last 2,000 years, these Roman Catholic priests, and they didn't tell them the truth of the matter was that God sent these seven church age messengers. It's like one back. That's what the devil does. He gives you half-truth. He doesn't tell you what his intentions are. These preachers out there, they don't tell you what their intentions are. Like these other preachers, when they baptize all these young people, they don't tell them. I want to be honest with you. They don't tell them that. Now, all we can do for you now, you just become another hunter, right? And at the end of the day, at the end of your life, you become a child. We're baptizing you into Satan's baptism, into the cult. Because that Father, Son, and Holy Ghost baptism is Satan's baptism. It's not Acts 2:38. And they don't tell these young people, when they come around, they have to get baptized. They don't tell them. At the end of the day, all you do, you become a Hutterite now. And then that Hutterite thing is just another cult. And that cult takes you out to hell and that. They don't tell them that. But see, we're telling people the truth. That Hutterite baptism is of the devil. Just that simple. I've been beaten drunk for 30 years trying to tell them that. But they still keep on baptizing their young people, coercing them into making a pact with the devil. And then we come and we speak so plain. Oh, man, that guy's full of hate. No, we're telling people the truth. Just because they tell them the truth, that don't mean you hate them. Back in the day of John the Baptist, when he told Herod, "What's wrong with your door?" That doesn't mean he hated him. He just told him the truth, and he got his head chopped off. And here's the same thing. We're telling people the truth. The truth of the matter is, that utter, I think, is not of God. It's of the devil. It's a cult. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. If you ever in your life see the spirit behind that utter cult, you wouldn't be able to eat or sleep for days, because that's how much it'll affect you. But see, Satan has him blinded. And then we come along, we're trying to tell him something. Oh, man, don't listen to that. That dude, they're full of hate. Oh, yikes. And see, we're telling people the truth. The truth is not going to be readily accepted. It's going to be here in his last days especially. The truth will be evil spoken of. And that's the difference between you and us and them. We're telling people the truth, and they're telling them people a lie. And that's just the nature of the beast. The fact of the matter. That's just it.
And that's what happened to the Israelites. They strayed away from the laws of God that he had for them, and they went into apostasy. That's what apostasy means. It's turning away from the real thing and following this delusion. And that's what the church world did when you will go down in history. Like when the history books will be written, there will be no need for deceiving people. But now the devil uses things to deceive people. And you can see that in the early church, the first thing he was after was the water baptism in Jesus' name. And that's when they lost that, the church went into apostasy. And it went into the dark ages, and then God had to yank it out. But you can see every church age had a similar problem. They went into apostasy. They formed an organized religion. And why do you think that it says in Matthew 24, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders"? What do you think those great signs and wonders is? There are people out there, they can really get a person going emotionally. Mm-hmm. And those are the signs and the wonders, because they can fill a whole auditorium. Like, they're packed. When you will look at their stadiums, their churches, it almost looks like a football stadium. They're so loaded. And you kind of marvel at it, that people would flock, and at the end of the day, they're not really hearing the truth. It's all led into apostasy, because if you don't tell people the real truth, the truth of the matter is that God sent a prophet, and then after Brother Brenham left the scene, God had Brother Jackson to continue that stream. And like you were saying, when Brother Jackson left the scene, and then the devil was right at work, wanting to drag people back into apostasy again. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. All these false teachings started to rise, and the Lord gave me two scriptures to remember the things that I've been taught, and from whom, and know from whom you've been taught them from. Like, we didn't hear them from just, and it was an anointing that came from the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has the power and authority over those seven stars, those angels that were sent to the church ages throughout the grace age. And you can see that in Laodicea, he had a Brother Brennan here on earth to bring out the message. And whoever does not bring that with him will lead people out to apostasy. It's just that simple. It's not very complicated. If you don't tell people the whole counsel of God, the whole truth of what God has done in this hour, then you are deceiving people.
If we use that word apostasy, like they don't know what it means. It's something not good. That's all they know. But when we tell them, they're preaching. Imagine every Sunday, and some of them, they go to church every day. All they do, they're going over there, and all it is, at the end of the day, it's a table of bunk. The Bible calls it apostasy, but we, you and I, we call it tables of bunk, not fit for a dog to eat, because at the end of the day, it's, to say it nice, It's just apostasy. And all apostasy is, it leads you away from the real thing. It's just, it looks very, it's just a very innocent word, apostasy. Like I say, a lot of people don't even know what it means. It's just no, it's something that's not good. But we bring it out in broad daylight. You're, all you're doing every Sunday, you're going over there for an hour and a half to listen to a table of vomit. Now, you want to continue to put that filth out there and feed your people tables of vomit, go for it. Because it's not fit for a doctor. I'm talking about when you get over to the other side now. When you look back, you'd be deceived, you'd be duped, you'd be led out to hell and death. And you look back and you see, you're going to agree with us 100%. All it was even worse than tables of vomit. That's all it is. They do not tell you the real truth, the essence of the church age of Laodicea. And you cannot tell them the essence of the church age of Laodicea if you do not tell them that God sent a prophet. When God takes time out to send a prophet here in his closing days, you need to pay attention because he held his staff and his right hand and the hand of authority. Just because people reject it, because people have been given the freedom of choice. You and I, we were given a freedom of choice and we saw the direction that Hunter, I think, is going. And we started speaking out. Of course, we tell people the truth. They'll do the rest. You don't have to do nothing else. They'll make sure you're going to be terminated. Yeah, see, we're not mad at them. We're just trying to open up their understanding. Hopefully, some of them might come to their senses yet. Because all they're doing, they go there Sunday after Sunday. And like I say, a lot of them go there to church every day. All they're going there to feed in a bunch of a table of vomit. Mm-hmm. We're just bringing it out so they can see it for reality. Uh-huh. Like I say, you got to go over the other side and see what it's going to be when you're going to look back and you've been duped, you've been deceived, and you've been sent out to hell and death, and there forever and a day, you're lamenting that you've been deceived, you've been took. And we're the only two people that tell people the truth. The only thing that's left, the Brenhamites, they won't tell you. That God used Brother Jackson to move on. I went to that Cloverdale Bible for 3 years, and that Eddie Biskel, oh man, could that guy preach. Like, he'd never heard nothing like it. But see, he left out the main ingredient. He didn't tell them that the successor, after Brother Brennan, that God used Brother Jackson. In fact, he spent all his life, however long he preached, maybe 40 years, to make sure people don't find out that he, Brother Jackson, was the successor to William Branham. And he kept these people there, and to this day, we can't talk to these Branhamites for love nor money. I saw that way back when I was still there. I told the people I was going up there, I said, that man is a very, very dangerous man. And I didn't know at the time what made him so dangerous. And here we find out here this week, and it's because he didn't tell him what he didn't tell him. Sure, he preached up a storm, and he had all these people all around the world. They thought he was really something. It was an honor to be able to sit in this presence mm-hmm. here and preach. But see, he deceived these people by not telling them that Brother Jackson was the successor, was the vehicle that God used after Brother Brennan went off the scene. In fact, he spent all his life trying to keep people away from that very fact. That's what made him so dangerous. When I come to the ministry of Brother Branham and that Cloverdale Bible way up there, and I went there for 3 years, the Lord sent me a warning. Be very careful. There is a lot of danger in there. And the danger was, he showed me, that Eddie Bissell, that preacher of that church out there, is the number one deceiver out there. And I didn't know that full impact until this week. He said, Sam, it's what they don't tell you. He never told the people one time that Brother Jackson was the successor to Brother Jackson and to Brother Branham. In fact, he spent overtime trying to lure people, who call him a blackbird and everything under the sun, just to keep people away from the nugget, this gold mine that you and I have found. And here we're spending overtime, all our energy, all our resources, everything that we ever worked for. We put in all our resources, all our time and effort goes into telling people around the world what's actually been going on in the last 500 years through the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And we don't mind. We've been persecuted because of it. But see, any of their speed, peace and safety and joy unspeakable, full of glory. We enjoy doing what we're doing, and we don't get paid for it. We don't get no glory. In fact, we get the opposite. We get put on the outs, and they'd even like to take away the little stuff, the little things that we do. But the Lord just keeps giving and giving until just the way it is, you know. We're faithful to what He has called us to be, and we do it gladly, and we do it for free. You don't have to pay nothing for it. In fact, all you got to do is come on board and believe what we're saying, and at the end of the day, when this world goes to this hell, to the judgment seat of Christ, when this world is going to the day of the Lord, you'll be up in glory having a great old time at the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's all our main theme is, to introduce people to come and partake of the waters of life freely. Whoever will, let him come. Whoever is athirst, let him come. That's the only thing we have at the end of the day. Come and partake of the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's up the road here. Just might even take off this year yet. We're living in that time. Exactly what the Bible says. Wars and rumors of war and things like that. And we're just trying to do our level best to keep our limbs all trimmed and burning. To stay ahead of the fray or whatever you want to call it. Just what we're doing.
And the deception out there is so great, the signs and the wonders and that all that attracts people. There is it gives them some kind of a height to be in that environment.
And it's an anointing.
Yeah, it's an anointing. That's why it says false anointed ones. And they have an anointing on it. That's why it attracts people. And it says it would deceive even the very elect if possible. But if we would not be grounded on what God has done in the Laodicea church hour and all that's involved in, then we would almost believe that's where it's at. But we know what Jesus warned us. There's going to be false anointed ones that show signs of wonders. And that's what the devil likes to do behind it. He gives these people some kind of an anointing, and it attracts these people. Saying tables of vomit, that's not a new thing. Isaiah said that to the children of Israel. What they were doing was the same thing. They had false prophets and false teachers, and they were leading the people astray with their idolatry. Mm-hmm. And that's the same way here. It's no different. You can take a lot of things that in the Old Testament types what happens in the grace age. There is a lot of types and shadows that play out. What the things you see and the things that Isaiah saw with tables of vomit is no different than these teachers. If they're not telling people the truth that God sent a prophet, it actually is a table of vomit. It just evolves into that.
Back in the days of Jeremiah, I said it yesterday. He saw what they're trying to do to him. He saw they threw him down in a well, and these false teachers, these false high priests, and all these, they're trying to make Jeremiah irrelevant. And then the Lord gave him a prophecy. He said, there's coming a day, they're going to take these people that are against me, that are trying to tell people to lie. There's coming a day, they're going to go down, and they're going to take their bones, and they're going to scatter them all around the field because they're not worthy to be buried. And that's coming up the road with these false teachers, with these unright preachers, and these world preachers. They'll find out that all they did, they led people astray. They kept people away from the main ingredient. And you and I, for the last 40 years, we're trying to tell people the truth. Against all odds, we're swimming against the stream because it says the truth will be evil spoken of. In fact, it says that one time over in Israel that the truth will be taken from the people, and they're going to be running around to and fro looking for answers. And here we got the answers. All they got to do, they don't cost a lot. All they got to do is believe what we're saying. Yeah, they might have to take a little of be kicked from pillar to post like you and I have been. But really, they don't have to. All they got to do is believe. They don't even have to know you believe what you're saying. All you got to do is come on board and accept it, and the Lord will do the rest. because there's nothing else out there. We tried it. I know exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. When we came to the ministry of Brother, before we could come to the ministry of Brother Brandon, we were out there digging around at these hell holes, these religious hell holes. They're nothing but introductions of Satan. And when we found the ministry of Brother Brandon, we did look back to that garbage out there, that rainbows and false rainbow rings. We just kept on going ahead, and then God's grace, He led us to the ministry of Brother Branham, and now He's given us the assignment to hold on to the truth, hold on to the things that have been given to the church here to Laodicea. There's nothing we would rather do. It doesn't cost nobody nothing, and we're having a great old time. Mm-hmm. We've got joy unspeakable, full of glory. The Lord meets our needs. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And that righteousness that He's talking about has always been, will always be, the message for your day, the truth for your day and hour. Once you get that righteousness, and then you're off to the race. You see, you got nothing more to worry about, because then God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. That's why we have it so good. Spiritually speaking. Yeah, we're still in the house. You can't even see your own family. You can't even see your nieces and nephews growing up because they got you in the house. They got the doors barred. And like I said the other day, you couldn't even go to your mom's funeral because they had you locked out. You couldn't even visit her when she was dying because they told you if you show up, you're going to smash up your vehicle. Things like that. See, they're tough. They're Satan's tough. Only a devil and hell can operate like they do. Because they're part of Satan's kingdom. And like I say, they think we hate them when you tell them the truth. When you tell them they're nothing but tables of vomit. They're nothing but driven by Satan and agents of Satan. They think we're a bit too verbal. But I tell you what, when you come over the other side and you're going to look back, they'll say, we weren't verbal enough. We didn't do enough. We should have tried harder to convince them. Well, we're doing everything we can to try to open up to understanding. Mm-hmm. And it falls on deaf ears. But we keep chipping away because that's the only job assignment that we have. And we do it gladly. Like it says, the truth will be evil spoken of. Mm-hmm. You'll be put at the out simply because we're telling people the truth. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before You and give You thanks for everything You've done for us, Lord, for all Your blessings, Lord, and for allowing us to see the message for our day and hour, Lord, because the God of this world has blinded the hearts and the minds of people, Lord. Through these religious leaders, Lord, that don't tell people the whole counsel of God. They don't tell people the truth that You sent a prophet, Lord, because it's through that prophet that You had a message, Lord, for people. So we just want to let people know what has happened and transpired and why the Bible calls them false anointed ones, because they're not telling people the truth. We just want to give You thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.